I'd like to give you an idea of what is coming up. Power Friday, we want to talk some more about leading well and parenting well, and I may be wrapping up our discussion of that, of those two topics this week. May revisit them. In fact, I know we will revisit them at some point in the future. But as far as where we're coming from, where we're bringing them from for now, from the two books that we've been focusing on, probably going to wrap that up tomorrow. But as always, some very important points, leading well, parenting well. Going to take a look at that. On Saturday, we're planning to take a look at the brain and memories, and a different take on how we might want to live long, at least have our memories live long. Very interesting, maybe a little scary. You could consider this another look into the future, but, you know, we normally reserve that for Thursdays, but this will be kind of a look into the future for real. Definitely want you to check it out. Let me know what you think. We're also going to be talking about developing resiliency holistically on Sunday. And so we have that coming up. And again, remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to listen to the program Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. when we're airing live, or Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. when we're airing live, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and just click on Listen Online at your convenience. That's what it says. Listen online at your convenience, because you can truly listen online at your convenience, whether you're using your laptop, whether you're using a notebook, whether you're using your smartphone. It is optimized for smartphone use, so it is truly user-friendly, smartphone-friendly. And you can listen whenever, wherever you're able to get that connection. And so, again, speakingwith.com, listen online at your convenience. And that will give you the ability to catch up. And, of course, all you're doing, three quick and easy clicks. Click on the link that says Listen Online at Your Convenience. Then scroll down to the guest or topic of your choice. Click on that link. Your next link is just simply clicking on the segment that you want to hear. And that segment starts playing. That's it. Boom, you're listening. All right. So I definitely want you to be keeping up as easily as possible. And so also, of course, you can go to speakingwith.com and check out this week's guests and topics. And that's going to generally give you the outline of what the discussions will be about for that week. And if we're going to have guests, who they will be, and what time to expect them to be on. And that just makes it a little easier for you, I hope. This week's guests and topics, listen online at your convenience. And truly, it is convenient. All right. As you know, one of the things that we do as we look into the future is we go about the business of taking a look at technology in general. And something that we've been looking at in particular when it comes to technology is the HUBots. I thought I would let you hear, you know, HUBots, the artificial intelligence that's in the form of a human body. And they're getting them to look more and more like humans, to sound more and more like humans, get this, to think more and more like humans, for real. I mean, to the point where they want these HUBots or humanoids, whatever you prefer to call them, they want them to get to the point where they can actually hold a conversation with us. Just the way we hold a conversation with each other, same way. Working on the jobs, you name it. Well, we heard Sophia talking, and she's the HUBot who was the first HUBot to become an official Saudi Arabian citizen. All right, so this is taking place, as I've mentioned before, all over the world. So let's hear from China.
University on Friday unveiled a good-looking interactive robot, the first of its kind in China.
你好。 您好，主人，有什么需要我帮助的吗？这样拍的脸大。
挥手。
The robot Jia Jia is programmed to realize human-machine interaction, facial micro-expression, mouth matching with body movements.
She's able, did you hear that? To actually recognize our facial movements, etc. And one of the things I was mentioning, I had my volume turned down too low, I apologize for that, is that since these are, you know, I mentioned this is China. So this is a Chinese Hubot. Developed by Chinese, and so, of course, I thought it'd be great for us to hear them speaking in Chinese. But let me see if I can, as they give us the captions, I can share those with you.
Autonomous positioning and navigation, and offer services based on cloud technology. Jia Jia is the third generation of robots developed by the University of Science and Technology of China in the city of Hefei after 3 years of research. Researchers said due to the limitation of materials, the robot is not able to make big facial expressions.
It's all about progress, right? Okay. Where do you think we're going with that, ladies and gentlemen? All over the world, people are working on Hubots. All right. Let's just kind of keep our ears and our minds plugged into that. Here where we're going. I still definitely want you to think about the various uses of Hubots, some of which will be, I think, great, some of which will be not so great. Put those, get those wheels turning in your minds and your brains and see if you can come up with as many good uses for Hubots as possible, as many not so good uses for Hubots as possible. All right. In the meantime, while you're thinking about that, whether you come up with more good than bad or vice versa, don't let it get you down. Remember, we can be resilient and bounce back even from that which is not positive. We can. Our creators put that ability in us, and we can deliberately develop the ability to bounce back. So you bounce back, let some of life's best moments come to you. And thereby, as you have others watching your example and maybe following your example, you let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.